Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Captain Hunter's Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know I say that every single episode, but I really mean it. I really thank you for tuning in and for being so supportive of the show. Please remember to subscribe, to share, and to like every episode and to rate it, right? Rate the episodes, whether you're listening on Google Play or iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever they're calling it now, or Spotify, Spreaker, Breaker, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, wherever you're listening to this at. Please make sure that you remember to rate, subscribe, and to share. Share it with your friends, share it on Facebook, and all that kind of stuff. I've been through all that before. You guys know what to do by now. So please make sure that you do that. I'm still looking for supporters to support the show through Venmo, through Cash App, through Patreon. You can help to support the show and keep it going. And all of the efforts that you will, all the financial donations that are made would be only going towards the making the show better. Listen, I have to pay for uploads and how much data that is uploaded in order to bring the content to you. So if you believe in what I'm doing, if you believe in the information that we're giving, if you like the guests and you want to keep the show to keep going, well, please make sure that you rate, subscribe, and share. And also your financial donations are most welcome as well. It doesn't have to be a lot, you know, a dollar an episode or $5 a month or whatever you think, whatever you can afford would certainly be greatly, greatly appreciated. I want to do something that's a little bit different. The focus of the show, as you all know, is bridging the divide between the police and the public. So what do I mean by that, right? We look at so many times, so many different stories, and anyone who doesn't know, every once in a while, I will post a story on either Twitter or Facebook, LMH Police Training and Consulting. That's the Facebook page. HunterPoliceTraining.com is, of course, my website. You can also email me if you have any stories that you come across at either cptlhunter@gmail.com or the name of my business, LMH Police Training and Consulting. That email is HunterPoliceConsulting@gmail.com. Now, what I wanted to do is a little bit something different. I wanted to focus on you, right? So before, as I was saying, is that for a while we were focusing on the stories about the police officers mismanaging their resources, being fired, and everything like that. And listen, we're still going to continue to do that. But I also want to talk about the good stuff out there, and that's you, right? I want to build you up. Because in order for the police departments and you as the public, the citizens, or even as if you're an officer listening to this, in order to make that relationship better, then each individual person in those organizations needs to be better, right? Police officers as a collective and as individuals need to be better, and members of the citizens need to be better as a collective and as well as individual citizens, right? This only makes sense. So I want to talk about you today and what you can do in order to make yourself a little bit better, because I believe that the proper order for improvement of communities goes along these lines. Individuals have to be better, right? You have to be a better father, a better mother, a better aunt, a better brother, a better cousin, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have to be better in and of yourself. These episodes that I'm going to release probably midweek sometime, right? Every episode of Captain Hunter's Podcast that deals with police issues is usually dropped on Sundays. But now I want to do something in the middle of the week that is going to focus on you as the individual. You as the individual. What can you do in order to make yourself better? There was a number of reasons why I wanted to do this. The reason that I wanted to talk about this is because it's going to sound very braggadocious, but I'm not very braggadocious. I really am not. If I say so myself, of course, that's a joke. But I'm really not a very braggadocious person. I think that in order to make this world better, we have to do something in order to be better and to make this world a better place that we found it. And I think that we all have to do that, whether it's recycling, whether it's just mentoring and schooling the younger generation. Now, I'm in my mid-40s right now, and I've done things in my life that I think have helped to enhance the community. I coached with my police activity league. I coached a number of sports. I refereed. And that I did that because I wanted them to see a positive male role model. I wanted inner city kids to see a positive male role model. Now, what do I mean by that, right? So many times the news media outlets focus on so much of the negatives that happen within the Black community, within minority communities. And I wanted people to see a positive number one male role model, a positive black male role model. And then I wanted them to see, members of the community to see, actual police officers engaged in their communities, not just showing up when they wanted to arrest people. So that was the reason I coached. It was the reason why I refereed. I started to teach chess. Matter of fact, I still teach chess to some children around the state and also in my home city. I am trying to do some things in order to make the community that I live in, and even communities that I do not live in, a little bit better. I think that this is really, really important. So because I think it's important, I wanted to kind of broadcast it and say, here's what you can do in your community in order to make your community a little bit of a better place and a little bit stronger, and to leave your community and in a better situation than when you first got there and when you first entered into the scene. So that's the reason that I really wanted to focus on this. Now, I had actually thought about doing a separate podcast and giving it a different name, different logo, and all that kind of stuff. So I talked to my stepson, who's the one who designed my logo for Captain Hunter's podcast. Make sure you give him a shout out and hit him up for some work. Philip McCorkle, PM Design 808 at gmail.com. That's his contact. Make sure you hit him up so this young entrepreneur can do what he's got to do. He's also doing beats, which I did not know. So he's going to hit me up with some beats, and we're going to have some new intro music and things like that. So, but regardless, in talking to him, he said I should just incorporate all the stuff that I wanted to do, because I wanted to talk about being a positive male role model. I wanted to talk about just self-improvement on a number of different levels, on a number of different topics, a number of different levels, in order to make you as an individual better. Now, I wanted the Captain Hunter's podcast to focus on the relationship between the police and the public. I wanted to do something separate. He suggested that I incorporate it all into one platform. And actually, after giving it some thought, I think that this is a really good idea. And so therefore, we are going to expand Captain Hunter's podcast and not just talk about the police civilian dynamic and relationship, but we're also going to talk about self-improvement and how you as an individual can improve. That's what we're going to do going forward. So in order to talk about you, I got to talk about me and why you should listen to me as I'm what I'm going to be saying, if that makes any sense. Now, once again, this is going to seem braggadocious, but it's not. Now, I gave an introduction to myself during the first few episodes of Captain Hunter's podcast, but the audio and sound quality was so bad and so terrible that I decided to scrap those. I took them down. So many people may have never have listened to those episodes. So this is almost kind of a reintroduction to myself as to why you should listen to me. Not that I'm the greatest of experts, but I do think that I have something to add to the table. I really do believe that I have something to bring to the table. I am not perfect. I make mistakes. I suffer from the same human problems, emotions that every single other person suffers from, right? And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about in the next few weeks and months about how we get over a lot of things. How do we get over anxiety? How do we get over procrastination? How do we get over feelings of low self-esteem and low self-worth? We're going to talk about all those kind of things. Don't just think because I started a podcast or because I interviewed some PhDs or whatever that I don't have any of the same issues and problems that other people have had, because I do and I have. But the most important thing is that we keep going and we keep fighting through these things. So I hope that makes a little bit of sense. So let's talk a little bit about me. So therefore, we can talk about you and what we got going on. So here's just a little bit about me. If anyone out there does not know, I also own a company in which I assist people in taking promotional tests. If you are a police officer and you want to take a promotional test, make sure that you hit me up. If you are a person who just is interested in law enforcement and wants to become a police officer, you don't know about the process, or if you're anxious about the process, maybe you got a police test that's coming up and you want to really kind of hone your skills as far as the oral examination and or even the written test, I'm the man for you to come to and talk to about these circumstances and about these situations, right? So I can help you with those things. So I was very fortunate enough to have given a class to a number of private investigators and their report writing skills, right? It was a few hours long, and we kind of brushed up on their report writing. The reason I mention this is because of the consulting business that I have, LMH Police Training and Consulting. Not only, as you can see, not only did I train and consult police officers, but also private investigators. So if you have any type of business out there where your individuals are not performing up to par with their report writing skills, I can certainly help you with that. So once again, LMH Police Training and Consulting, and the website is HunterPoliceTrainingAndConsulting.com. So as I'm teaching this particular class, I have to give them a reason why they should listen to me. Why should you listen to me? Why should you just tune in every week besides wanting to listen to my smooth and sexy voice? I'm only playing about that. Well, partly. So why should you tune in to me every week and listen to me and go on? Well, here's a little bit about my bio, right? So I have 24 years of experience as a police officer. 19 of those years, I was a supervisor and or manager. I was a patrol officer. I was a communications dispatcher. I was a field training officer. I was a defensive tactics instructor. I was a human behavior instructor, human behavior being just teaching psychology and how police officers, when they enter into different circumstances and situations, how they would react and respond in those, how the people in which they came to would react and respond in those certain circumstances and situations. Defensive tactics is obviously helping officers to be able to defend themselves and to take persons into custody, hopefully using the correct amount and appropriate amount of force, not to use excessive force. I was an implicit bias instructor. Check out my the other previous podcast about implicit bias. I talk a lot about what implicit bias is. I'm not going to go into that again. I was in crisis intervention team member. Crisis intervention team was something that was fairly new and that I think many officers around the country are now getting, is when people are going through a mental crisis, having some type of breakdown. We as officers were trained to recognize those situations and to be able to talk people down and try to give them the services that they needed. I was the commander of the professional standards. I was the midnight shift commander. Professional standards, of course, in our department was over the training as well as over internal affairs. I was the commander of that unit. I had to write reports, had to read reports, had to review reports and make sure that our department and the members of our department were performing up to the par according to state standards and according to our own departmental rules and regulations. Of course, you all know that I have a couple of degrees. We've talked about that before. I was an instructor with the FBI development programs, or also known as the methods of instruction. Therefore, I have been trained in order to how to give instruction and teaching and all that. But here's a few things you may not have known about me. I am a former preacher, right? I was a member of the Church of God in Christ. That is a large black Pentecostal organization of churches. I was a former preacher in that. I was a deacon, and then I was eventually a preacher. I was not able to do all the I wasn't able to do all that with the organ in the background and all that kind of stuff. You have to have some musical talent to do that. And contrary to popular belief, not all black people are musically talented. I am certainly not one of those people. And so therefore, I did not have that ability. But I was a preacher in that particular organization. And I took it very seriously, actually. I believed in what I was saying at the time. Now, I'm no longer religious. I don't want to go into that. Maybe in a future episode, we can have a discussion about that. But I'm no longer religious. But that is part of my background. And what good that does is that it helped me to be able to put together messages. You had to research and tell people certain things. And I still want to help my community. Just because I'm no longer a preacher does not mean that I do not want to help my community to be, and members of my community to be the best that they are. And I think that any true preacher who's not in it simply for what they can get out of it in a selfish manner really wants to help their community. And that's what I wanted to do and what I want to do. Something else that people may not know about me is that I'm actually a life coach, certified life coach. So if you are looking for a life coach, I'm also the man for you to come to. Now, life coaching is, and I'll get into this in future episodes, but life coaching is essentially helping you to realize and recognize who you are, number one, and number two, your values, your goals, your dreams, ambitions, and your desires, and what it is that is stopping you from reaching those goals and dreams and desires. That's just a little bit about me and why you should listen to me. Now, like I said, this was all in previous episodes. I'm not saying this, I'm not dropping this as some type of braggadocious type of episode, but this is why you should listen to me. This is why you should tune in. And this is what we're going to be doing going forward. Listen, what we got going forward that I'm going to drop once a week is going to be episodes about becoming the best you that you can be. The best you that you can be. We're going to talk about being good fathers. I mean, I dropped an episode about this before. It's called Bring the Bulls Back, a Father's Day message. Make sure you take a listen to that. We're going to talk about what it means to be a good, strong man. We're going to talk about what it means to be a father. We're going to talk about what it means to be a mother. What does it mean to be a positive member of your community? What does that mean? What does that look like? How do you overcome the barriers in your life? Once again, with life coaching, and this goes along with my business, LMH Police Training and Consulting. What does it mean to be a positive member of your community? What does that look like? And we're gonna look at and we're going to explore all these types of things. If I come across a certain article, we're going to talk about all that kind of stuff. We're going to talk about procrastination. We're going to talk about the feelings of low self-esteem, feelings of being a failure. What does it mean when you just struggle with so many internal issues and things like that? So I'm really looking forward to this new thing that we got going on. It's going to be much shorter than the routine episodes, probably 20 to 25 minutes or so. I want to give you an encouraging word, a midweek encouraging word. As I talked about when I was a preacher, and when I was religious, I really do believe that it's important. Listen to me. I really do believe that it's important that people get an encouraging word. We have rough days. We have rough weeks. We have situations that we're dealing with in our homes. We are going through with our marriages. We are going through with our children, going through with our spouses, going through with our jobs. We're dealing with so much pressure. And that's why so many times people turn towards drugs. That's why people turn towards entertainment. It's why people turn towards so many other things. It's to mask the pain of what we deal with on an everyday and on a routine basis. And I want to help us to develop a positive way of looking at life. And I think that one of those ways of developing that positive way of looking at life is by getting an encouraging word every now and then. Many people get that encouraging word on Sundays. You know, they have had a bad week, and in order to start their week off right, they go to church and get an encouraging word from their preacher, from their pastor, what have you. I think that is entirely important. Sometimes that encouraging word starts to fade off during the week. And so I want to hit you guys with maybe on a Wednesday or a Thursday, probably on a Thursday. I'll drop these episodes on Thursdays just to encourage you to be that person that you want to be. That dream, that goal, that desire, that business you want to start, that art project that you want to start, those classes you want to start taking up, hobby that you were thinking about kind of setting aside. Keep going. Keep pressing. Keep pushing. It's important to you, and it's important to your mental health and to your mental well-being. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. I really wanted to talk about you for a minute, but in order to talk about you and what you want to be and what you want to do, I had to talk about a little bit about myself, and so that you know that I'm not just up here just kind of just rambling and talking, but I do have a little bit of expertise. I've coached. I'm a life coach. I was a pastor, a preacher. I got a couple of degrees. I was a supervisor and manager. As a supervisor and a manager, even as a coach, you really have to become skilled in motivating people, understanding people, and getting them to understand themselves and seeing what motivates each and every person. So I really wanted to kind of talk about that. So I want to talk about you. And now these segments, I'm going to give homework. So the first homework assignment as we go forward with this special episode is, what is it that you want to do? Is there a project that you've been putting off, a business that you wanted to start, marriage counseling that you want to start? Take a look at yourself and see what you want to do, where you want to go, and write it down, right? Write it down. Write down that homework assignment, and we'll come back to it next week. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, I still got a lot of episodes that are coming up with a lot of great, great special guests as far as the law enforcement aspect. But I think that it's really important for you to get together. And once again, why does it matter that you get together? Well, if you get together and become a better man, a better woman, a better husband, a better wife, a better son, better daughter, aunt, nephew, niece, cousin, whatever. If you become better, then you make the people around you better. You can influence them to become better. You can change their life, change their trajectory. And therefore, you become better. Your family becomes better. Then your community becomes better. Your church, your civic organization becomes better. And then your neighborhood, your block, your city, your state, and eventually the country. But it all starts with you. So we're going to start at the lowest level here. We want our police departments to get better. Yes, but we got it. But in order for police departments as a whole to get better, they got to recruit better individuals. Where do these individuals come from? Well, they come from strong families and they come from strong environments. So we're going to change our environment one person at a time. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Much love and much peace. Remember, the homework assignment for this week is take a look at yourself and ask yourself, where do you want to be? Where do you want to go? So that's it, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, much love and peace. Take care.